not this Indradyum, but Gaja and
yes, Graha.
Graha.
Elephant and crocodile.
Crocodile.
In their
last
life, Indradyumna Maharaj, he was doing like this, chanting. He saw that Agastya Rishi, a very senior Vaishnava, realized Vaishnava has come. And he could not. Either he did not do pranam or anything. I complete my rounds and everything, then I will. This is offense. This is niyamagraha. We should not do. Any Vaishnava.
Suta Goswami neglect Baladev Prabhu also.
Also Suta. Lomaharshan. He neglected Baladev Prabhu. Oh, why should I
get up from this
and why should I? So these are niyamagraha. We should not follow this. Never. Ever. Nowadays these are going. I have seen so many places. So many places. And that is why we are all struggling, not giving proper respect to any Vaishnava. Srila Rupa Goswami has told that even inferior Vaishnava, he only one chance, one Hare Krishna, one time, only one, he should be respected, that he is in our family. And those who are chanting always, they should be respected to Dandat Pranam with full heart. And those who are not criticizing anyone, no envy with anyone, always observed in Krishna Bhakti, especially in 8 Ashtakaliya Leela, we should give our heart in their lotus feet and try to be eternal servant of that person. Thinking no cost and he is in my guru parampara or not. Then I should not do. That is why Srila Raghunath Das Goswami has told Gurau Goste Goshtalaishu Swamantri Prajajuvatan Dasharani Sadatam Hamhitva Kuru Ratima Purva Matitara Maye Svantaram Ratash Chaturiradiya Chesvitapadaha. If he want really to be a true devotee, we should try to accept all these teachings and try to practice in our daily devotion
activities.
Daily. And if you are not doing tilak, only
neck beads,
and in neck beads you can give some golden. It is too better. And so many things. Vaishnava ways, but Vaishnava no etiquette and all these behaviors. It will not give anything in result. Bad thing even. We'll go down. We are seeing that so many renounced order persons taking sannyas and giving up all these things and going to hell. So many. So we should try to take some lesson from all these things. So really, these are all teachings of Srila Rupa Goswami are nectar, not less than nectar, more than nectar. But we are neglecting, so we are also neglected by bhakti. Bhakti is not coming. If there is bhakti, that symptom will come. What symptom?
Bhakti pareshan bhava.
This is also Rupa Goswami has told.
Shantir
abhyatta kala. विरक्तिर मान शून्यता आशाबंध समुत कंठ नाम गाने सदारुचि आसक्ति तत् गुणाख्याने प्रति तत् वसति स्थले इत्यादि भावासु जात भाव. What is this? This is, oh, how much water and how much milk is here. There is machine.
Lactometer.
Thermometer.
No, lactometer.
Lactometer. So, Rupa Goswami had discovered a lactometer for bhakti. Where there is bhakti or not, if you will give there, then how much water and little milk or no milk at all. Once a person, a king, wanted to dig a very big pond. And that pond was made after so many months, years, very big pond. And he thought that if in my kingdom, each and every person, member of my kingdom, if all families, each member, will bring a little milk and he will put in this, then lakhs and lakhs of persons will bring so many and it will be fulfilled in one day. So he ordered that all should bring milk, lakhs and crores of persons, and you must bring and put in this. I want to see that. It should be done in night. In night. And in morning I will go and see that this pond is full of milk. But each and every person thought that all will bring milk. So I can give some water. Because all will bring milk and my little water cannot be seen. So anyone could not bring milk. All it was filled of only of water. King and came and said, oh, I have ordered them to bring milk and how it is filled of
water.
only water, not a
single drop of milk.
Milk. So we are now in this stage. Prabhupada has told, Vaishnava has told, Rupa Goswami has told. Do follow my teachings. We are saying that all will do, and if I am not doing, no harm. So now this is the
situation.
If Mahaprabhu will come or Rupa Goswami come with that barometer and he will give in our heart, then we will all sell. Very rare will be there. So we should follow all these things. Not to instruct others, to instruct our minds. And we will see that next day we are loving each other and doing bhakti so much. There will be no chance for fighting each other, criticizing each other, or anything. Then Swamiji will also, your Prabhupada will be so happy. Our gurus in my line, parampara, all will be satisfied. Oh, they are going. And after that, what is?
Utsaham.
Then, I was telling about Shantir, Abhartakalatang, Viraktima, Nashunyata. If anyone has a little drop of bhakti, then you must note it, have this barometer, and use there. Shanti. If Shanti means?
Peace.
If so many problems are coming, so much, different problems. But he is quite calm. Nothing to do with all these things. Sukadeva Goswami has no any room for his retirement, for vishram.
For his rest.
He has no drink pot, water pot, no sandal, no kambaliya, no anything. Used to be in one tree, one night, no lamp, but no problem. I think that all the mosquitoes were sleeping at that time, not biting them. So we should try to be like that. Shanti. Sometimes we become so puzzled. If any little problem comes, but we should see. We should be satisfied in all respect, in all condition, in all problems, like Prahlad Maharaj, like Haridas Thakur, like so many. We should try. We should be tolerant. So, shanti. If you are not like this, then anything will come, any need will come, you will be upset. What to do? Maharaj is coming. What to do? Maharaj wants nothing. You should be calm and quiet. What is there, Maharaj will be, and all devotees will be satisfied. What you have in your home? If nothing, then give a sweet glass of water, and they will be satisfied. Nothing. So like this, shanti, abhyartha kalvattam, don't waste your time in other bogus things. Abhyartha kalvattam. Always engaging our senses in their surfaces. Mind, always remembering the pastimes, sweet pastimes of Krishna and Gaurachandra, Nityananda Prabhu and devotees. I think that to remind the pastimes of Raghunath Das Goswami, Rup Goswami, Jashoda Maiya, Nanda Baba, Subal Sakha and Gopis are more useful than pastime of Krishna. And also the pastimes Krishna are not without all the devotees. Understand? My English is not perfect, so I cannot tell, but you should try to realize. What I told?
That Krishna's pastimes are never without his loving devotees. Krishna is always surrounded by his loving devotees. So how there can be any pastime of Krishna without Krishna's devotees?
So always try to do like that. Virakti. If there is bhakti and no virakti,
detachment.
No detachment with worldly things, then no bhakti at all. Three will be at a time. Bhakti, pareshanubhav, virakti, annatra, chaish,
ekka.
Prapadyamanasya jathasnuta sutushti pushti khudha. There is a shloka also. Jathataror munanishishane tripyanti tatkandashka
yokshashka rano paharasya jitendriyanam tataiva sarvadhanam achyuteja.
What is the meaning?
Just as watering the root of a tree, all branches, leaves, twigs become nourished. Just as by putting food in the stomach, all the senses of the body become strong. So by worshipping Achyuta, the infallible Krishna, all devata living entities in the universe become satisfied.
But why two examples have been given in this. Yatha taror mool and khudupayo nughasam. Why?
If we water in root of a tree, then it's limbs of the tree, that means branches, leaves, flowers will be satisfied. Some may think that, oh, better I can put also water in leaves and flowers, it will be more better. Because sometimes so many dust came.
Giving water in roots of the tree. And also on the same time, giving water on leaves, fruits,
flowers,
trees, everywhere, whole tree, that what harm?
So
is there any harm?
So like someone can think that if we put water on leaves, fruit, flower, and
like we are putting water in the root of Tulsi, and also we are giving water to his leaves and all branches, everything, what harm?
Then someone can think that I may serve Supreme Godhead Krishna and I can worship all demigods. But what harm? Then
because all the demigods are like branches of Krishna.
They are vibhuti of Krishna.
Vibhuti.
So Krishna is mool tree, that original tree, and there are sakha prasakha, then it's branches, sub branches, leaves. So I shall worship them also. What harm? Then Srila Vedavyasa, in second line, pranopaharaccha jathendriyanam tathaiva sarvanam achyutejya. Just like if you give food to stomach, then all senses of the body will be strong enough. If you think, oh, why I should do partiality only for stomach, I may put some milk, operate my ear, operate my eyes.
Here also.
So, what will we do?
And I should.
Yeah.
And give milk here also?
Cut myself important. Hold chapati in hand.
Yeah.
Then what will be? We will die at once. So give water in the root.
Likewise, example, when Pandavas was in Kamavan during their living in forest, and once Durvarsi came to King Duryodhan, and Duryodhan served him and satisfied him, he wanted some. Well, you can ask me benediction. He told, oh, I am so unhappy. My brothers are living in jungle now. If you are so merciful, please take their some service from them also. But you will go there, you will be there.
If anyone begins to serve Krishna by Samadam Kirtanam Vishnu Ishmael, in the same time, some realization comes. And also in the same time, simultaneously, virakti also.
Detachment,
but worldly, all these things. Three at a time. So if we are seeing that anyone is chanting so much, one like name, or remembering, or doing other devotional activities, but he has no realization, then there must be some hole in his bhakti. If everything is going on, he is also a renounced order, sannyasi, but he has no detachment with worldly things, then we should consider there is some lacking defect in that. Then we will see that if he is perfect in three things, then we will associate with him, otherwise not. We can do pranam.